been my God. For the first time, it dawns on Thomas strongly, this is God that's in front of me, my Lord and my God. And John has written his whole book to this crescendo. He brought us through John the Baptist, and he brought us through all the I Ams of Christ. He brought us all the way to this point, Jesus Christ was God. Look, the one doubter finally got it. He's God. And then he pretty much comes into this book. Verse 30, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you might believe, or may believe, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Signed, John. He put his whole book together, and he pretty much finished it, chapter 20, last verse. He got his point across. Here's the great doubter. He raised it because he knew, my Lord and my God. Together. This is where the God, this is who Jesus Christ was. So, in this whole thing, what we had is this. The center portion, we have the Old Testament, the Gospels, and Acts, and then we have the New Testament general epistles. These point back, these point forward. This is the center point, and here we have Matthew, primarily Mark, Luke, and then John way down here by itself, kind of centering that book out from the rest of them. This book is special. I want you to get it and understand it. Within the book of John, this is the last of the Gospels, John. Within the last Gospel, the last chapter is made very special because John didn't write it. Chapter 21 is singled out. John stopped at 20. Some other people put on chapter 21. They verified it was from John, that John gave them this information, but it was written by someone else. And you find that out in verse 24 of chapter 21. See, if 21:1 starts the story again. We just figured John's just finished. This is very anticlimactic. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. I just finished. You got your point across. It hit. The whole thing flowed. What is this? The epilogue? It's like this is we shouldn't be going on, but it does. And in 24, this is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. We know. Whoever's writing this is a we together. We know his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. We. Some other people put this down. Why did they do that? We saw that last night. The reason they did it was, at the time of John's death, the legend had grown and grown and grown. John lived a long time, way past the other disciples. They all died by the Acts or otherwise. John kept living and living and living and living. And the rumor had grown that John would not die until Christ returned. He would not.